Jones was unsure of where he would spend the winter, his grand home burned to the ground, his ex-slaves donned his majesty's uniform. Dressed in new clothing, it was the first time the soldiers had been addressed by their surnames in public. Said Nathaniel, "We were black men in red coats. Our heads filled with the notion of liberty and happiness, knowing that in the crown colonies we were to have land and where we were to be free, free to go when and where we pleased, Lord. Black men in red coats and white men shaken in their boots. Why, taking a white man's surname was as defiant as taking his pig. Some of the refugees nurtured the African tradition of conjuring, whilst others felt Jesus grip their souls. But it didn't matter how you caught the spirit. Said Nathaniel, "All I know is when a person sings, sings loud from his heart, a person gets strong inside. And when you get strong inside, the spirit arrests you. When we sing and dance, Lord, it makes us strong." And so they sang and they prayed. They bolted down the River of Freedom to join the Liberator King. Within 6 weeks of training, the new recruits were ready. The Corps of Colonial Marines were a fierce band of freedom fighters, disciplined and determined. These men were part of an attacking force that burned down the President's Palace in Washington. Later, the black scars from the scorching fire were covered in snowy white paint. After the war, the President's Palace would be known forevermore as the White House. Nathaniel, "I shall go when and where I please, Lord. Yes, Lord, I shall go when and where I please." By the end of the war, the British had recruited 6 black companies. And when they sailed for home in April 1815, the companies were brought to Bermuda, where they were stationed on Ireland Island. Said Nathaniel, Lord, we were hard-working artisans and laborers. We donned His Majesty's uniform to join the British in the building of the new Royal Navy Dockyard. Superintendent was ill at ease in our independent spirit, Lord, stating we were averse to control and subject to no restraint but their own caprice. Found great value in the colonial marines, describing the black companies as infinitely more dreaded than the English troops. Recommended to London that they man the garrison as a reserve force to fend off further conflict with the Americans. Said Nathaniel, black men in red coats and white men shaking in their boots. Lord, we literally made a name for ourselves, fighting as blood soldiers in a war that was not our own. Black men in red coats, white men shaking their boots. Lord, we literally made a name for ourselves. I shall go when and where I please, Lord. Yes, Lord, I shall go when and where I please. The Liberator King had arrived. The Liberator King, who believed, like other English gentlemen, that the black race was as susceptible of refined civilization and capable of profit from education as any other shade, and was therefore at liberty to entertain the notion of blacks as potentially being equal. Society properly ruled by an aristocracy of superior birth names, education, and wealth. The Liberator King had arrived. Sugar plantations in the West Indies, which required cheap labor, otherwise known as slave labor. He had needed help from the escaping slaves to keep the annoying Yankee colonists at bay. And so he found a way to keep the sugar in his tea.